Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Oren on Long Island. What's going on, Oren?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, man. What's up?
I always hate to hear a grown man cry, so I wanted to call up and offer some tissues, maybe a shoulder for Boomer. Any objective hockey fan that looks at that Pelech, that was not intentional. You know, people know how he plays. He's a straight guy, never gets into trouble. That was definitely accidental. So it just bothers me that, you know, people are saying that, because it's absolutely...
Well, I mean, our head coach, who's been around hockey his entire life, he's actually one of the winningest head coaches in the league, active head coaches in the league right now, basically called it a vicious hit. I mean, what am I supposed to do? I'm a Ranger fan, and my coach called that a vicious hit. And
you see, though,
I know who Adam Pelech is. I know him personally, and I personally like him as a human being, but when they put their hockey uniforms on, they become psychos. I understand that. Just like we did when we put our football uniforms on, we become psychos and things happen, especially when you're playing against your rival and you need the game and, you know, one of their best players, and he kind of skates into him a little bit. You could see it from this point of view, but from the higher point of view, you could see kind of skates over to him. And I know what kind of player Adam is.
But he wouldn't mean.
But I mean, Noah Dobson's a great player. He's had a great year for you guys, has he not?
Yeah, he's great. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, how'd you like that shot on Trocheck at the end of the night?
But come on,
he's a great guy. He's a good guy. Doesn't really ever do stuff like that. But then, you know, you get into situations where it gets a little hectic, gets a little crazy. They've given up a lot late period goals, and all of a sudden they kind of lose their minds.
If they can't handle that type of play, how are they going to handle that in the playoffs?
I mean, they'll handle it in the playoffs. Don't worry, they'll actually handle it on Saturday too, I'm sure.
Why? Because, well, they'll bring back Rempe, I'm sure, but
maybe. I don't know if they will or not. You know, I'm not. Look, I don't mind the fighting. I like the fighting in the game, and I understand why there's fighting in the game. I'm not advocating for that. I want my guys to stay as healthy as possible so that when they get to the playoffs, they're ready to go. I just don't want guys getting cheap-shotted and getting hurt and possibly out for 2 to 3 weeks. Who wants that?
Pete in Brooklyn. What's going on, Pete?
Hey, boys.
What's up?
Hey, Boom. Last night, just like last week with Pittsburgh, we didn't have our human momentum changer in the lineup. I think Rempe's got to play. Even if it's only for 5 minutes a night, he doesn't have to fight anybody, but just put a guy through the boards and it can change the whole tone to a game. They got to have a deterrent out there so the Islanders can't be taking liberties with the boys.
Yeah, I understand where you're coming from, Pete. And believe you me, I appreciate what Rempe does bring to the team, especially I think they played him against the Canadians because they didn't want to be flat against Canadians. And if they needed something to happen, that he would make it happen. And the fans love when he's on the ice. I understand. I thought what I saw last night was Peter Laviolette's first playoff. In the first playoff game, everybody stays healthy. That's the team that we saw last night. And he's trying to ramp those guys up to get them going. And I understand that there are extenuating circumstances, especially in this case. And that game on Saturday against the Islanders may not mean anything for the Rangers. It may not mean the one seed in the Eastern Conference. I don't give a crap about the President's Trophy. I'm sure they would like to have
it. I would if I were you.
But nobody really cares. What I want is the one seed in the Eastern Conference. That's what I want.
Like the Bruins last year who broke a record.
Yeah, I don't care about the Bruins. I don't care.
It's just a trend. You should care about trends.
Years, I believe.
Yeah, it's just...
Yeah, okay,
it's,
like all of a sudden you're Mr. Hockey, savant over there, and you're doing your due diligence, okay?
See, but just like you said to Jerry, now you care about hockey now? Like, you should love this.
I'm getting attacked.
How is that an attack? He just brought up a fact.
Yeah,
you bring up a fact that's an attack now?
It's an attack because you know that it's from a negative standpoint. He's saying,
I don't know that.
8 straight years, the President's Trophy winner gets knocked out. How many? Like
10.
10? Is that what you said? I don't know. You know, like, I don't really care about that. I just want my team healthy. That's all.
We're just telling you that you probably should. I mean, you don't care about it now?
I knew when I came in here this morning it was going to be like this. I knew it.
I mean, you took the baton and ran with it.
And you led the whiny parade.
Yeah.
I'm not whining. I see what I see. I listen to my coach. I know what he says. And I know what's going on here.
Rob and Lindenhurst, what's going on, Rob?
I just wanted to call Boomer a little bitch because if this was his team, he'd be singing the opposite.
Hey, listen, you little bitch. Let me tell you something. You know, when our guy Matt Rampe ran over two Devils, especially the second one, Jonas Siegenthaler, I said, that's unacceptable, and he has to be suspended, and he's got to learn a lesson. So, you know, I'm pretty consistent with this.
You can't tell me that the Pelech hit last night was the same as that, though. You just can't.
I'll tell you, the hit that hurt, that bothers me more than anything, is the Dobson hit on Trocheck. That's crap.
Well, stick to that one because you got a point there.
Now, they're both bad.
I'm
speaking for my coach.
All right, I know. You're leaning on that part of it, but come on.
If my coach sees it that way, then that's the way I got to see it.
Yeah, the coach is just using that to fire him up. That's all. That's what he's doing.
They played their ass off the second and third period. It's the first period where they fell asleep.
Yeah.
And they got lazy in front of their net. And Igor made some unbelievable saves, including stopping Barzal on a penalty shot.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
Listen, you little bitch.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.